Okay, today's shiur is Peah Yerushalmi, Daf Mem Aleph, and we are in Maseches Yerushalmi, sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. And we are on Mem Amabez, as we had the Mishnah yesterday that got us into the world of Leket. We started Leket, which is the next section of our Masechta. We discussed Peah for 40 Daf. And now we are starting Leket. Leket, we mentioned, are the gleanings that fall while one is harvesting Hanosher B'Sha'as HaKetzira, as the Mishnah said, only if it is B'Kavana harvesting. We mentioned in the Mishnah, if somebody pricks their hand on a thorn and it falls out against their will, so that's not Leket, the Ani can take. Also, if there's a lot, as we'll see what the numbers are, if there's three or more stalks that fell down at once, so that's also not Leket. So those are some of the rules. And we also learned in the Mishnah that Suffolk Leket is Leket, has to go to the Aniyim, and we had a machlokas tanoim about how far that goes, as we will see. The last line of the Gemara that we're up to, the second to last line of Memma Beis, talks about Toch Ayad and Toch Hamagal. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that only what was on the sharp side, if I use a motion to cut the leket, only what's on the sharp side, on the inside of the magal, of the cutting instrument, is going to be leket if it falls, or what's inside of my hand, Toch Ayad. The question is, do you need both of those, or just one of those? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Kahana, where we're up to, Toch Ayad v'Toch Hamagal. Rav Kahana v'Rav Tachlifa, Chad Amar Toch Ayad v'Toch Hamagal. One says both. If it's missing one, so then it goes to the Baal Bayis. Only if it's Toch Ayad v'Toch Hamagal does it go to the Ani. V'Charana Amar, the other one says no, Toch Ayad v'Afilo L'Achra Hamagal. Right, either or. The Ras Sirlio says it's not only this direction that the Gemara says, that if it's within the inside of the hand, not on the outside, in the back of the hands, it's going to be a leket, but it's the other way too. V'hu adin, says the Rosh Silio, Toch Hamagal afilu achar yad, v'chada minayu nuket. Really, it's talking about two different cases. Good. We continue. Chorei hanemalim, the ant holes. If you find stalks in the ant holes, so the Mishnah said, if one finds stalks in the ant holes that are in the kama of the harvest that wasn't harvested yet, then that's for sure of the Baal Abayis, because they found a piece that was just chopped off, maybe from the wind or something, so that was not harvested yet. There's no leket yet there. But if it was found in the Achar HaKotzrim, where it was found in the place where it was already reaped, so it could be that that's leket, it could be that it's not, so the Mishnah had a chiluk between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, which we will get to. That's the Chori HaNemalim, just one Ha'ara. Nemalim play a role in our ethics. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erevin that if we would look at ants in the proper way, then we would be able to learn Musar. The Gemara says in Erevin on Daf Kufa Mabez, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nemalei Lonina Torah, if the Torah wouldn't have been given, Hayino Lemeidin Snius Michatul, we would be able to learn Snius from a cat. Why? Because Rashi there explains, a cat always relieves itself in private. In private, she'eno matil rei bifnei adam u'machaset so'aso, unlike a dog, just as an example. So we would learn Snius from a cat. And gezel minamala, stealing, the problem of stealing, we will learn from a ant. Dichsiv, Rashi says, Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, b'kayetz tachin b'kayetz lachma ve'ein achas gozeles ma'achal chaverta. Right, right. It prepares its food in the summer. It always prepares way in advance, and we will learn to prepare and to work hard and not steel. Va'arayas miyona, derech eretz mitarnagol, shemefayis v'achakach boel. Either way, we would learn, just from looking at the world around us, we would be able to learn midos, right? Some of the great gedolei olam, they would look at the world, and they would see messages. I think we mentioned in the past a story about one Rishon and one Achron, right? There were first the Achron, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman once asked one of his Talmidim who came back to Eretz Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman never left Eretz Yisrael. So he asked one of his Talmidim, did you see the skyscrapers? So his Talmid is wondering, you know, why is my Rebbe asking me about the skyscrapers? So he says again, did you see the skyscrapers? So Talmud says, yes, I saw the skyscrapers. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, do you know that I hold that, without getting into the details of this Shaila, that if there are two babies that are born at the exact same moment, one on the second floor and one on the 102nd floor, at the same exact moment, 10 seconds before Shkia, it could be that the Bris Milah will be on two different days, because one, the one that's all the way up on the higher floor, it's not Shkia yet, and then on the bottom, it is Shkia yet, like the Gemara says about Tveri and Tzipori. Did you see the skyscrapers? So Shlomo Zalman saw skyscrapers, and he thought of Hilchos Bris Milah. Right? That's how we have to have our eyes. Whatever we see in life has to do with
halacha and Torah. And the other is from Rishon. The story goes that Rashi was once with his Talmidim and was walking, and all of a sudden there were a number of women that go by on horseback. And all of a sudden Rashi is staring at them and looking at them and can't take his eyes off of them. And the Talmidim are very uncomfortable. What is Rashi doing? Why is he staring at these women? And they wait. You know, they want to interrupt their Rebbe in his thought. And after they go by, Rashi says, "Now I understand." Like, what do you understand? If you look in Rashi, in Parshat Tetzaveh, Rashi says, "I'm not sure, I don't have a Mesorah about what the ephod looked like. Not sure, right, exactly with the Brises and the early sources, but Valibi Omerli, but my heart tells me," and then there's a 30-line Rashi about what the ephod looked like. So we've spoken about that Rashi in the past, about describing a certain type of intuition that our great Gedolei Olam have, a halachic intuition about what the Torah from the inside is about. But Rashi continues and says, it's like the women's aprons that they wear when they ride the horses. So Rashi sees women riding on horses, and he thinks, Hilchos Binyan HaMishkan, and Hilchos Bigdei HaMishkan, and that's the Ephod. So again, that's Rashi, and that is the Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that's ants. That's the Gemara in Erev and Adaf Kuf. When we see ants, that's one thing that we could think about. Good, so Chori HaNamalim, says the Gemara, so the Mishnah had said, Machlokes, the Mishnah had said, or Meir said, everything goes to the Ani, whether it's the upper or the lower. But the Tanakhama had held, El Yonim La'anim, the Tachtonim La'balabayis, the upper level of the stalks that are in these Chorei HaNamalim, so those upper ones will go to the Aniyim, and the bottom ones will go to the Balabayis. So what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'El Yonim La'anim B'Levanim. You know why the upper ones? That really means the white ones. Vatachtonim lebalabayis biyirukin. And tachtonim lebalabayis, the batachtonim go to the balabayis, those are by the green ones or the darker ones. What does this mean? So machlokas we showed him. If you look in the Rasirlio, the green ones are the unripe ones. So if they're unripe, they must have been cut before the harvest and brought to these holes. And that's why it goes to the balabayis. The white ones were fully ripe. And therefore, there's a good chance that those came from the leket. And therefore, those have to go to the aniyim. That's how the Ras Sirlio understands. If you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis has a different pshat. And the Rambam echoes this pshat in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis says, what does it mean, the white and the green? Says the Rambam, v'im nimsa me'achorei kotzrim, sheyesh la'aniyim zuchus b'mashe nafal, if it fell in the area that was harvested already, amar sha'agargarim o elyonim hu mashe mar'eo lavan hario la'aniyim. Why the white ones for the aniyim? Sha'anachnu omrim shehu min ha'tfu'a chadasha. Because the white ones, they're fresher, thus from this year's tfua. And therefore there's a chance that they came from the leket. V'agargarim ha'tachtonim b'hu ha'shachor, the darker ones, l'balabayis. Sha'anachnu omrim shu min ha'yashan, those must be from the old. U'mitfuas shana sha'avrahu. And if it's from last year's, what if it was leket from last year? But the aniyim didn't get it. It's not like iser, like truma, that it's tevel because of it. It was left for the aniyim. The aniyim didn't get it, so that's it. Right, there was yeush, as we'll learn about after the nemoshos go. And therefore, that's what we saw. We saw the last Mishnah about Peya, about the elders. So the Rambam also says this in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in Perek Dalid, that is the Perek all about these halachas of Leket. If you see the beginning of Perek Dalid, the Rambam says, Ezeo Leket, we read this yesterday, or maybe we read the Chinuch. Zeha nofel mitoch hamagla b'shas ketzira, o hanofel mitoch yado, kishem akabetz hashibolim v'yiksar, when he cuts. V'hu shiyah hanofel, shibolas achas oshtayim, one or two, avol amnach l'sholosh ke'achad, harishloshon l'balasada, fine. V'hanofel me'achar, ma'al me'achar, yadav l'shibolas achad, eino leket. But if you look further in the parak, if we look at Alachates, that's where this Mishnah is quoted, and he quotes it like he does in Pirush Mishnayos. Ima yachorim b'toch hakama, hari shabala sada. Shelani matana b'toch hakama. That's where the first part of the Mishnah. Vim hayu b'makam sheniksar, if it was ready in the harvested area, hari ze shelaniim, shema menaleket garuhu. Maybe they rolled it in there from the leket. V'yafal b'chenimsa shachar, ein omrim, hari ze mishana sha'avra, shasavik leka leket. But you see from there, he passes like Rabbi Meir, but the pshat that he gives is, don't say it's Mishana Sha'avra, right? So that's similar to what he says
in the Pirush Mishnayos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer, so our Meir in our Mishnah said, we don't make a chalik between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, but everything goes to the Aniyim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakol Aniyim, Shasavik Leket Leket. Why? Aye, what about this difference of the green and the white? She'efshar L'Gorin Latzeis below Yerukin. Every Gorin, everything has some green in it. Even the ones, let's go by according to the Rashi Eliyot Pshat. Even if it's the whole area, the whole tefua is ripe, it's white, but there's got to be a few green in there that didn't. Or maybe there'll be some brown in there even from this year's, even though it is mostly not. So that's what Rameir says, Safik Leket, Leket. If you remember, the Tanakama fundamentally held Safik Leket is also Leket. But it's just that when it's the Tachtonim that is so far-fetched, that's not even called a Safik. It's not even called a suffik in that case. And that's what the Tachtonim will go to the Baal Bayis. Not that they argue on the principle of suffik leka leka. Everybody agrees suffik leka leka. The question is, what's the border? What's the lower boundary of what's called a suffik and what is be called a miuta to miuta that we don't have to be choshish for? Okay. Omar, Rebbe, Yochanan. We changed this girsa. It's going to be a machlokas between Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And then we're going to see a parallel, in the coming line. So Omar, Rebbe Yochanan. Who is the Tanakama of our Mishnah? That's the question here. We're going to have a Brisa quoted about a different context, also about Leket and Shek and Peah, as we'll see. But we're going to try to figure out who one of those opinions, or maybe both of those opinions, is the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Because Reb Meir says something like a Leket. But the Tanakama says, it depends. Elyonim Laniyim, Tachtonim Labalabayas. Who is the author? So Machlokas Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan, Dereb Yehuda ben Chigrahi. The Tanakama of our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Yehuda ben Chigra in the following Brisa. Detani, Gershon is Gaya Vaisalokama Nixeres. If somebody converts, a Gershon is Gaya. Interesting, Lashon, we don't say Goishon is Gaya. We say Gershon is Gaya, right? Gershon is Gaya, Gershon Ola Dami. Interesting, that comes up in the Bavli also. There is never a source quoted in Shas Bavli, right? In Shas for what the source for that is. The Chazam Sofer and Avodah Zarah wonders, what is the source for that principle? Gershon is Gaya, Gershon Ola Dami. The Meshachachmin Vaschanan suggest that it's based on the pasuk of Shuv Lochem La'ahalechem. Go back to your tents, Ein Oel Ela Ishto. But 1 second, since they got the Torah, there was some that were, some Arayas that were Asered. How could they all go back to their tents? So it must be, Gershon is Gershon, Gershon Ola Dami. But either way, Gershon is Gershon, it's not Goy, because maybe even there's something about the neshama of this person that we could already foresee. Or we look back and we call him again. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says that Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra, because a guy that converted and he had kama that was already cut. So Achelon is Gaya Potter. If it was already cut before he converted, so then there's no mitzvahs like a shechen peya on that produce, on that tvua, because he was a guy at the moment of the chiyuv. Mishan is Gaya Chaya. But if he cut it, he harvested it after he converted. So then Chiyav, because he was a Jew at the time of the Ketzira. Vim Safek Pater. And if we're not sure when the harvesting took place, maybe he had somebody harvesting for him while he was in the Bezdin, and you don't know exactly when it took place, Pater. So then he does not have to give it to the Aniyim. Why? As we'll see, the Mefarshim explain, Hamotzi Mechaveiro Alav Haraya. He could keep it. It's not a question of Isser here. It's a question of whether it belongs to the Ani. And therefore, we would say Hamotzi Mechaveiro Alav Haraya, and he gets to keep the leket, or it's not leket. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra Machayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra says, no, Savik leket leket, and therefore it goes to the Ani. So that's the opinion of our Tanakama, who also agrees Savik leket leket. Right, who also agrees? It's also, Rabbi Meir also agrees, Savik Leket Leket. But who's the first opinion in our Mishnah? So we say it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra, because maybe the Tanakama does not hold, at least at this point, we think, he wouldn't hold of that principle. The Tanakama holds on, Moshe Bechavel of Araya overrides the principle of Savik Leket Leket. Hamos Bechavel of Araya is a huge topic, as we've discussed before. I wanted to make one or two points. You know what? Let's finish the Gemara first, and then we'll make the points. So that is all Rabbi Yochanan, just to keep the floor. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tanakam of our Mishnah is following is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish argues, Amar Divrei Akoli, no. Our Mishnah's Tanakama could be like either opinion. Either opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra, or even the Tanakama of this Brisa. What do you mean the Tanakama of the Brisa is a Safik Potter? No, there's a difference between the Safik of the Brisa, which is about Safik when the conversion took place, and our Mishnah, which is about Safik about the Leket. There's a big difference between the two.
says Reish Lakish. Yisrael she'ikaro chayiv, a Yisrael that starts out with a cheskas chiyuv, so like our mission is about a Yisrael so sveiko chayiv. So it's weighted on the side of having to give the mitzvah, sveiko chayiv. V'goy she'ikaro pater, he started off in the Brice, he started off as a guy. The question is, did he convert in time for there to be a chiyuv? So v'goy she'ikaro pater, sveiko pater. So the cheskas chiyuv and the cheskas p'tur is basically the root. So therefore, even the Tanakama of the Brisa could be the Tanakama of our Mishnah, because don't compare the Suffolk Leket of our Mishnah to the Suffolk Leket pre and post conversion in the Brisa. So now the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan." So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both quote the same exact claim of Rabbi Meir to the Tanakama, but one of them is saying it from Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra, and one of them is saying it from Rabbi Yehuda to everybody. So that's Lashitaso. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kachayir Meir Meishav as Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra. This is our Meir asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra, meaning you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chigra, you're the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and you make the chiluk between Tachtonim and Elyonim. Einat mo delisha something like a leket. Don't you agree that's something like a leket? That's Reb Yochanan. Reish Lakish and Lakish has the same question, but Amar Kachay Meishu Rebbe Meir as a Chachamim. The Chachamim, everybody agrees. Einat amodim lisha suffik leket leket. Same exact question, but don't you agree? And their answer, the Tanakama's answer, whatever the Tanakama is, whether it's Rebbe Yehuda Chigra or whether it's the Tanakama of the Braisa, would have the same answer. I do hold suffik leket leket. I do hold of that, but this isn't suffik. Right, if it's the Tachtonim, that's for sure the Balabayas. That doesn't get into the world of Suffolk. So that's why the Tanakama of the Mishnah is not bothered by the claim of Rabbi Meir, because they would say, I also agree to Suffolk like I like it, but I just don't think this reaches the minimum level of being a case of Suffolk. Good. So let's get back now. The Machlokas and the Braisa, the Tanakama said, I agree to Suffolk like a leket, but here, I don't think it's Suffolk or the principle of a Motzei Mechaver Lavaraya overrides. So that Motzei Mechaver Lavaraya is a big discussion in the Achronim. How do we understand that? So again, some cases seem to be pretty clear. Meaning, if I go over to somebody and say, can I have my shirt back? He's wearing a shirt. Can I have my shirt? Can I have my shirt? And I start arguing with him, give me my shirt, but he's wearing it. We see a Motzei Mechaver Lavaraya. It's his shirt. So in that case, if he goes and then is Makadish a woman with that shirt, would anybody say that it's only a Suffolk Kiddushin? That's hard to say. It's hard to say. That case of a Mosek HaLavaraya, that's Mamish Muchzak, that's a Din Vadai. But some cases are not so clear. Like this case. Here, we're not sure why he converted, right? So we'll leave it in a certain Muchzak situation because of a Mosek HaLavaraya. So is that a Din Vadai or is that a Din Suffolk? That's the question of the Achronim. Rabbi Chanan talks about this in Kovetz Ha'aris. In Simon Ayin Aleph Os Beis. And he quotes a Gemara, which we're not going to get into now, and he says, the Savik of the Gemara is, Demisaf Galu Begemara Bedina Da Mosem Echer Lavaraya. Imu Din Vadai O Eino El Asafik. Dekiva Dolo Yadin and Shalmihu. Since you don't know whose it is, Ein Koach Lebez Din La Aso Shemaisa Bazet. We don't know whose it is, so Bezdin says, okay, we won't get involved. Umemela Nishar Eitzala Muchzak. That's why it stays by the muchzak. We can't be motzi it from the muchzak. But it doesn't mean that it's vaday, the muchzaks. Therefore, if this, somebody else grabs it, does tfisa, you can't take it away from that person. They're not going to get involved. So even the fact that the tfisa would work shows that even when the first person still has it and there was no tfisa, eino ela safik shelo velo vade shelo. V'im kidesh isha b'mama zeh, eino ela safik mekudeshes. And if he marries a woman, it'll be safik married. That's all one side. Or do we say no? Oh, dilma dina da mochav mezuchal avaraya, hu din vade velo safik. Once Bezdin is not going to get involved, then we're able to treat it as a vadai. To kamod de be isurin as lina basar chazaka, vavidin vade velo safik, just like by isurin, we would follow the chazaka for dinim chamurin. Dinim daraisa. And it's a din vadai, hakanami, just like by other chazakas. See here too. But v'mamon as lina basar chazkas mamon. V'hu gam kein din vadai. The suffik mamon nishar eitzo muchzak v'tarez vadai. V'im ki deshish mamon ze avi vadai kiddushin. It's a for sure, it's a vadai kiddushin. U'mishim hachi tafas idach mafkina minei. So then we would be motzi it from the person. So that's the Shakla Vatari he discusses, the Gemara in the first parak of Baba Basia, in the Sugya of Tokfo Kohen, about is it a Din Vade, is it in Suffolk, if the Kohen grabs the Suffolk Bachar, is it going to be his? Okay, so that's the one discussion in Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Araya. You know, the other discussion that we have sometimes is the question of Svara versus Pasuk. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav, discusses Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Araya, first tries to quote a Pasuk as the source. Right, the Rishu Amar Rishu Banachmeni Minayin Lamotzi Mecher Olav Araya Shenemar Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem Yagish Raya Aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you have any kind, I'm going up to Har Sinai. If you have any kind of question, go to Aaron and Hur, and they'll answer your question. But we darshan not just go to them, but present to them Yagish Raya Aleihem. Present to them. So that's how you know. If you don't present a Raya, so then you're not going to get the money. So Gemara is Maskav La Ravashi Ravashi. Yes, Rishu Banachmeni Lahala Malikra. Svarahu to ka'ev le'ke'evi azla bayasya. Why are you telling me that it is a pusik? It's a svara. It's just logic. Whoever has a pain goes to the doctor. So if you want to get money out, you have the pain, so you have to prove it. You have to go to the doctor and describe your symptoms. So Rav Ashi says it's a svara. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, kraw, we use the pusik for something else. So the question is, lo maskana. Well, first of all, you see from this Gemara that svara is on the level of daraisa. The question is there any evidence that the pasuk stays lamaskana. Pasuk stays lamaskana. That is a good question. There's a Rashi Maseches Gittin that relates to this. But this is the Gemara Vamali Kvasvar, who the Gemara says this here. The Gemara also says this in Ksubas Daf Chafes regarding Pesha Asar, who Pesha Hiter. Based on this, the Pnei Yehoshua in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas wonders why is it that Birchas Hanehenin are Durabana. Because the Gemara in Berachas Lamed Hey, the first daf in Ketzim Mevarchin, the Gemara tries to go back and forth. What is the source for Berachas Hanenin? And the Gemara's Maskana is Svarahu. Asur lo la'adam sheyehanem in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's a Svara. It's Asur to get benefit from the world without a bracha. It's a Svara. Tosfos there says, Kra denasiv le'el. What about the earlier pasuk that was quoted? Asmachta bi'alma. It's just an asmachta. The Gemara originally thought it was a liman gamur, but now the maskana, it's an asmachta. But really, it's a svara. Says the Pnei Yehoshua on that Gemara, and he says, you can maybe even read this into Tosfos. Is Tosfos Dafka saying it's a dindur rabbanan? We assume that making brachas, brachas nanin, is a dindur rabbanan. Ask the Pnei Yehoshua, but why? If svara is on the level of daraisa, so then if it's a svara to make a bracha, so why don't we say that it is a din to oraisa to make a bracha? That's the question of the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua's maskani himself is inachinami. Luli de Mestafina, I would argue, I think it is the oraisa. And he says, maybe you could even read it into Tosfos. Tosfos never says, Bafir said it's a drabanan. Tosfos just says, the pasik earlier was an asmachta, so it's not based on a pasik, but it's based on a svara. But svara could be daraisa. That's the kash of the Pnei Yehoshua. And he even says, even if you say it's daraisa, you might say, built into that is Savei Brachas Lahakel. So brachas lahaka does not have to be based on the fact that it's the brachas of drabanan, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Right? It can even be daraisa, but it's built in, maybe because of brachas sheina tzricha, shema shem lashav. In any case, that is the comment of the Pnei Yehoshua. How do you get out of that? If svara is on the level of daraisa, like we saw in Baba Kama Memvav, Hamos Mechel of Araya, or in Ksubis Chav Beis about Pesha Asa Beshehit there, so why in Brachas Lamed Hey, why isn't the Svar of Asa Lamed Zman Mazeb Lo Bracha, why isn't that a Din Daraisa? So there are a number of suggestions given. One is that there's a difference between Halacha and a Mitzvah. A Halacha, the Noda Behuda talks about this. A Halacha, you could have based on the Svara. Pesha Asa Beshehit there, Mazeb Lo Bracha, those are Halachas. A Mitzvah based on Svara, so why didn't the Gemara ask, Kibbut Aveim, Lamali Kras Svarahu? It's a Svara. Yeah, that's true, but you can't create a mitzvah based on a svara. You can have a halacha based on a svara. So that's one answer. Rav Asher Weiss in a couple of the svarim in Sefer on Dvarim and elsewhere says that maybe there are two kinds of svaras. Maybe there's a what we would call an intellectual svara and a religious svara. If you ask the average guy on the street, Pesha Asar or Hamotzi Mechel Olav Araya, does that make sense? So the answer is yeah, that makes sense. That's higayon saruf, pure logic. Fine. But what if you ask him, what about making a bracha before you eat?
Svara, Asulanz Malamzola Bracha? Nobody makes a bracha before they eat. Okay, maybe Thanksgiving once a year. Some of the Americans would say grace before, but you don't make a bracha before you eat. That's a religious svara. That's not logic of the mind, that's logic of the heart. And that's a different type of svara, and that might not be on the level of Daraisa. Okay, a little bit about Amotze B'Chavero, Alav Haraya. We continue though now. Says the Gemara, Uminayin Shesavik Leket Leket. How do you know that Savik Leket is Leket? Right? Based on the, Yisod that we just said, that all Tanam agree to that. The question is how far you go. So Rishmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan Ani Verashat Stiku, based on a special pasuk in Tehillim, right, where the pasuk says Shiftu Dal V'Yasom, judge, talking to the judges, but we expand it, judge the poor and the orphans. Ani Varash Hatstiku. The Ani and the Rosh Hatstiku. What is Hatstiku? So it can't be that always make them win their case. That's not fair. That's an Isser. The Pasuk says in Shmos, Vidolo Seda Barivo. You can't just favor a poor person because he's poor. So this Pasuk can't mean make righteous the poor always. So it must be, it says the Pnei Moshe, Ela Hachikamar, Hatstikeyu Bimatanosav. Sha'af Shenira Lacha De'enu Shalani, Tzadik Mishal Chavetainlo. Right, it's not a din, it's more like a din. In a situation where there's a suffix about whether it goes to the Ani or not, not a case where the Ani is supposed to lose. If the Ani is supposed to lose, he's supposed to lose. That's din. But in a case where it's a suffix, leket, so then you give it to the Ani. A special, you weight it to the side of the Ani. That's Ani Varash, Hatstiku, Hatstikuhu b'matanosav. Be matzdik him in his matanos. One pasuk. Roshimen lakish b'shem bar kapara lo sata mishpat evyoncha berivo. Do not turn the mishpat of an evyon, of somebody poor, in his argument. Berivo ena tamateyu. When he has an argument, don't turn to him just because he's poor. Aval mateyu es matanosav. But in the case of savi matanos, then you would go to him. That's two ants, two psukim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, there's a question about the girsa here. Everybody changes the girsa a little bit, but basically what it's saying is, right, if you see the Mara Folda, Zachahu Masha Shanalanu Rebbe, is it pure? It's basically asking rhetorically, and with a euphemism, is it what you don't like, Rebbe's drasha? Rebbe had an earlier drasha in the Torah's Kohanim, right? The language that the Ras, the Gra says, similar sometimes the Bavli has, v'chik'urahu, right? Is it Shana Rebbe? Is it ugly to you? Is it not a drasha that you like, that you have to come up with your own drasha? That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying here in some way. Is it pure? Is it unpure, it should read? Masha Shana Lana Rebbe? Ta'azov. Hanach lefanei mishalcha. The extra word ta'azov means leave it for them. The Ras Yirmiyahu quotes here the Torah's Kohanim for Kedoshim, that it quotes, Tam alomer ta'azov otam. Umi ta'azov yesera kadarish. T'trei ksivi chad varish kadoshim v'chad pashazemar. It says ta'azov twice. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn one, hanech lefanei mishalcha. Right, that is leave from what you're supposed to have. Meaning it's supposed to be yours, the subject, but you let him have it. So that is the limud that we have by leket and shichacha. Right, that's what the Ras Yirmiyahu points out, that pasuk is by leket and shichacha, but we don't, I'm sorry, that pasuk it's by peya and leket, but not by shichacha. So we need another pasuk by shichacha. Amar below, ksiv lakerli yasom al amana yihiyeh, it should be to the ger yasom al amana, bein minditcha, bein midideh havle. Whether it's yours, whether it's his, give it to him. Again, an extra amount that's supposed to go to the Ani. Again, I think I mentioned it yesterday, but the Mordechai in Chulin, Tovshin Lamed Zayin, everybody talks about this Mordechai, deals with this sugya of Safek Leket Leket. What about Rove? Rove of the grain goes to the Balabayas. What about Kavua? What about Kataparish Meruba Parish? It's a long piece in the Mordechai in the end of Mesechas Chulin. Shin Lamid Zion, and feel free to look at it in depth. Hadralach HaPeyani Tenes, so Baruch Hashem, we finish Perek Peya, the fourth Perek of Peya, the only one that's named Peya. Remember the first Perek was Elu Dvarim, Shein Lam Shir. The second Perek was Elu Mafsikin, all about what's Machalik, the fields, Malbanos HaTfua, when you have Tfua and Zasim planted in between each other. Then we just had Perek HaPeya, HaPeyani Tenes, as we had the beginning of the fourth Perek, that it's usually given by Mechubal Karka, but if it's very high up and is dangerous, then the Baal HaBayis should take it down. So now we have Perek 5. Gadish Aluka Tachta. What if you have a big pile that a Gadish that there was
leket underneath it, but the person made the big pile of their own grain, but they didn't allow the aniyim to get the leket that was lying on the floor. Kalanokas baratz harishal aniyim. The whole bottom layer goes to the aniyim. We'll see in the Gemara, this is a knas, even though it's not the whole layer, shouldn't go to the aniyim, but that's what we say. Haruch shepizra sa'am amrin. And what happens though, if the wind blew out the amrin, there were bundles, and maybe they got untied, and now there's the balabayas's grain all over the field, but it wasn't his fault, it was the wind. Omdin, so then you're right. Omdin also kama leket hirilasos. People, the bezin comes as to evaluate how much leket would be roy to give from this field. But no sel aniyim, and then you give it to the aniyim. You don't give the whole bottom layer. You figure it out. Rishim Gamliel Omer no sel aniyim kedei nefila. Rishim Gamliel says you don't go by this field. You go by the average field. The average field, in general, you don't go by the specifics here. Says the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, what's the difference between the first line and the second line of the Mishnah? If the person, you have a big pile of, somebody piled onto the leket, then the whole bottom layer. But if the wind took it, it's only less. It's only how much leket is supposed to be there. So hachad, amrin omdim osa kamilasos. Here, it's just, how much leket is supposed to give an osin laniyim. The koat, amar in the first line, kao nogas bars, harisha laniyim. Why is that? Shabi yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, knas kansubo. Shagadash al gabi likdan shalaniyim. We're konis the guy. We find him. What he put his gadash on top of the leket for? So we're going to find him. Says the Gemara, adkadun mezid. Is it only by mezid we find him? Answers the Gemara, according to the one shot, afilu shogeg. No, even shogeg. Because we make low plugs by derabanans. Afilu krichos. Even if it's bundles and it's clear what is the bundle of the balabais and what's the leket, doesn't matter. If it's touching the bottom, goes to the ani. Afilu chitam al gabi saorin, even if it's different. Chitam and saorin. Right, Rav Shlomo Zalman wonders in the Ma'adani Aretz, do you say the same thing if it's like cucumbers, right, on the grain, or is it just chitim and sa'orin? Okay, but either way, afilu kidgacho achirim chus midaito. Even if somebody else put the pile there without his knowledge, it doesn't matter. Low plug. V'afilu karal aniyim v'lobo. Even if he had called the aniyim earlier to come to get the leket and they didn't get the leket, he can't put the pile on. And if the pile was put on, so then it is his. Probably has to give the whole bottom layer because of low plug. Some Achronim point out that the Rambam's Lashon is interesting, because the Rambam says, again, back in Perek Dalet, which is what we've spoken about, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, says the Rambam, if he put his Gadish on there, what should he do? Mifane HaGadish Shalo Kulo L'makam Acher V'kol HaShibolam HaNogos Ba'aretz Kulo L'aniyim. It all goes to the aniyim. Bepnei she'ein anu yodim ezehi mehem shaisa leket v'savik manas ani laniyim. We don't know which it is. So you have to give it all to the aniyim. So that's strange. You look at that Rambam, it's only when it's a real suffix. Right? What about all the gzeras, all the knas? But the next Rambam says, V'loma, why don't you just say what should be there? Because we're konesim. Afilu shogig, afilu leket sori mikdishal avchitim, afilu galaniyim v'lobo. He quotes the whole Gemara, the whole Yerushalmi. So it's interesting though that he says, halan alachavav, that it's based on suffik. Based on suffik, because we're not sure whose. So it must be that the motivation of the knas was because we don't know whose it is, and that's why we find him. But once the knas took effect, then there's low plug. There's low plug in the knas, and therefore it would apply across the board. Okay, we will have to stop here in Speya Daf Mem Aleph.